Blog Talk Radio.
God's law is perfect, burning the soul. God's testimony sure, make it wise and bold. God's statute is right, rejoice in the heart. God's commandment is pure, enlightened in the eyes. The fear of God's clean, endure forever. The judgment of God, true, and right, the soul is ever. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. The foremost, praise the God, creator of heavens, earth, and sea. And all that in them be, scorn is reviled, God's business be God, it's all. Shalom, Yisrael, Yahweh, Elohenu, Yahweh, Yahweh, to glorify, Yah, that is my job. God's one, arm, leg, leg, arm, head, done. JC, God on the cross, so we never won. Our people calling on deities, blind, deaf, and dumb. They use what calls enemies to rest this for the heat. Why my people so blind that they can't see what's right under their feet? Clear as the concrete, I'm a hunter for the lost sheep. Send it up, step a lot to the Most High. Y'all set the most sure, make it wise and bold. Y'all statues are right, rejoice in the heart. Y'all commandment is pure, enlightened in the eyes. Yeah. The fear of y'all clean, endure forever. The judgment of y'all true, and right is all together. Praise y'all, praise y'all, praise y'all, praise y'all, praise y'all, praise y'all, praise y'all. Yeah, who is our king? Y'all sent us into captivity for our iniquity. And who was our judge? Y'all, he'll have mercy and compassion on me. Just love him, praise him daily. Who was our lawgiver? Y'all, that's the only one. No other, that's why I left the stonecutters. All of our lovers betrayed us. This is why it is Y'all, and he will save us. No more following our lust. In Y'all, I trust. He made my bones rise from the dust. Breathed in me life, but my people hated truth, started living trite. Now we're here as it is this day, destroyed. Our men lay slain in the streets, our mothers praising images of clay. And now we need to turn to Yah. He put these curses for a sign and a wonder to be displayed. God's law is perfect, converting the soul. Yah's testimony sure, make it wise and bold. Yah's statutes are right,
Yah, yeah. All my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Yeah, all my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Yeah, praise the mighty, the holy, the only one, mighty, mighty Yah. Oh, praise Yah in the heavens, praise Yah in the heights. Praise Yah, all the angels, stars, the light. Praise Yah in the mountains, on earth, and the sea. Praise Yah, all ye kings, the beasts of the deep. Praise Yah, all the saints, children of Israel. Praise Yah, you lions. Praise Yah, all his people as we go Zion. Come on, yeah. Come on, tell them, yeah. All my people say, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Yeah, all my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Yeah, all my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Yeah, Yah's law is perfect, converting the soul. Yah's testimony sure, making wise and simple. Yah's statutes are right, rejoicing in the heart. Yah's commandment is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yah's clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yah are true. Righteous all together, all my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Yeah, all my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Hallelujah, Yah, praise Yah. Shephelah to the Most High Yah.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying, Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah, Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you on the day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, all we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our King. He's our Judge. He's our Lawgiver. And Yah is our only Savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the Savior of the world. Now, praise the mighty Yah once again for allowing us to come before you. Another great and honorable day to bring forth his great, holy, and exalted words. Before I left out of town, we were dealing with the seven ways that Yahweh had thought to redeem his people. To redeem his people from destruction. To redeem his people from their own self. From their sins, iniquities, as well as transgressions. the first thing we brought to you and how Yahweh has proposed to redeem his people was through his mercy's sake, or for his mercy's sake. And Yahweh let us know all through the scriptures how his mercy is number one. It is the chief of all the things he will say for our sake, because his mercy is found in all his works. The second thing that I saw that Yahweh will use to redeem and save his people from destruction and from their own self is for his name's sake. And even though his name includes his mercy, through his name in of itself, for Yahweh say, I'm a jealous Elohim, even a consuming fire. Yahweh does know that his name is jealousy. So Yahweh will often, for his name's sake, redeem. One of the reasons why Yahweh said he will redeem us even from the land of our enemies. And the third thing that I brought to your attention, that not only Yahweh said he will redeem us for his mercy's sake, for his name's sake, but he said for his righteousness sake. For the scripture teaches us that Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness sake, and he will magnify the law and make it honorable. So righteousness is essential to being saved. And now we're dealing with the fourth thing. This is what I'm coming back and returning to you for, to deal with the fourth way, the fourth reason why Yahweh will redeem his people. And let me show you this in the book. Of Isaiah 55. Watch this in the book of Isaiah 55, so you can see exactly what the Creator is letting us know concerning his seven ways of redemption for his mercy's sake, for his name's sake, for his righteousness' sake. And this is the fourth thing. In other words, Yahweh is giving you all these ways to be saved, to be redeemed, to be brought back to him. And it's up to you to see if this is something that you need to concern yourself with. We're going to start reading at the first verse. Ho, everyone that thirsts, come you to the waters. And he that has no money, come you buy and eat. Yet some buy wine and milk without money, without price. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Listen diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight in fatness. And watch what Yahweh wants you to incline your ear to. I just want you to see this. Incline your ear unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And why would your soul live? What is it that Yahweh wants you to hear? Wants you to incline your ear so that your soul shall live. And watch what it says. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. And I may add, even though people talk about and read about the mercies of this David, they really don't have no clue what these mercies are, what they were about, what they are about, and how it affects you and I. And this is not good that you don't know. This is why it's very, since our people don't know, they find it very easy, very simple, to talk about David as if David is some type of wicked man. And I will show you that it's just the opposite. David is someone that saved lives. He's not the wicked at all. Let me show you about the sure mercies of David. My mic need to go up and turn that up too. Watch this about the sure mercies of David. I just wanted to want you to understand exactly what this means. In the book of Genesis 26, so you can see. And I'm going to appeal to your wisdom, and to some of y'all, to your common sense. This old saying, oh, why saying that a lot of people say that's true. And this is what they say. It's not what you know all the time that calls you to receive the blessings of Yahweh. It's not what you know that might get you this job, that might get you the next thing or that thing that you wanted so badly. They will tell you it's not what you know. It's who you know. And we found out who you know is oftentimes greater than what you know. And I'm going to show you that how this is a lot of truth. Because watch this in the book of Genesis 26. And I'm going to start reading at the first verse, so you can understand what is the sure mercies of David. Watch what it says. And there was a famine in the land, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And Yahweh appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell you of. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you, and will bless you. For unto you and unto your seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. And I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. This is what he's saying to Isaac. And will give to your seed all these countries. And in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. You see this great blessing that Yahweh is introducing to one of his servants, Isaac. But the question is why? And watch what it says in the fifth verse. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice. Abraham kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. You see this? This is why Isaac was so blessed. He was blessed because of what his father had done. This man received all kind of things as a result of his father. So you can only imagine Isaac looked up to his father as one should look up to another who blessed him, because he was greatly blessed because of his father. If you still don't understand what it means to have mercy and kindness, the sure mercies of someone as a result of another, as Isaac received his blessing because of his father. Watch this in the book of Genesis, the 30th chapter, since we're in Genesis. Genesis 30. A lot of people walk around thinking they're blessed because of them and because of what they think they're doing and what they put their hand to, and don't even have a clue that it's because of somebody else. And as a matter of fact, won't even acknowledge that if this presence, if this person, if this instrument was not in their presence, or if they didn't happen to come through some type of select, peculiar, exalted seed, they actually would be nothing. But our people are so rebellious, so stiff-necked, so hard-hearted, so prideful, they can't even see when good cometh. And I'm going to show you that. And I'm going to show you how deceived you really are. Watch this in Genesis 30. And we're going to read starting at the 25th verse. It's bless people in your presence every day, blessing you, and you don't even realize that's where your blessings come from, because you take that same one out of your presence and see what happens. See how merciful. See the mercy and the kindness that depart from you. Watch this. In the book of Genesis 30, verse 25. And it came to pass, when Rachel had birthed Yosef, that Jacob said to Laban, send me away, that I may go to my own place and to my country. give me my way, my wives and my children, for whom I have served you, and let me go. For you know my service which I served you. And watch what Laban said. And Laban said to him, I pray you, if I found favor in your eyes, stay. For I have learned by experience that Yahweh has blessed me for your sake. Laban knew what he received before Jacob came into his presence. Not the blessings of Yahweh. Laban also knew if Jacob left, what Rachel's blessings would go. They will also leave with him. This is how you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that America, just like Egypt, they not going to just let us go just because it's 400 years later. Not at all. You can listen to that, all that nonsense and strange talk about just go back to Africa. They don't want nobody to go back to Africa. If you want us to go back to Africa, then provide us a way and send us away. But you're not going to do that because you know we don't have the means to do what you say. That is, go back to Africa. Because if we go, the blessings will go with us. That's what I want you to understand about David. David has blessings that have followed us all the way until this very time and will follow us even past this time. And let me show you how not just the prophets, the psalmists, David's sons, the kings, how all them would acknowledge if it wasn't for David, and likewise Yahweh, if it wasn't for the mercies of David, if it wasn't for David's sake, there would be no kingdom or everlasting throne for the children of Israel. Watch this in the book of 1 Kings, the 11th chapter. As you can see, you better wake up, smell the coffee, because you think that coffee that you're drinking, that coffee that you're smelling, it's because of you. And you refuse to think outside of yourself. That the reason you're blessed is because the sake of something else. And in this case, the sure mercies of David, which is the fourth way that Yahweh has elected, Yahweh has chosen to save his people. And I want you to see this in the book of 1 Kings, the 11th chapter. Watch what it says starting at the very first verse. But King Solomon loved many strange women, just like our people. together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, the Ammonites, the Edomites, the Zidonians, and the Hittites. Of the nations concerning which Yahweh said to the children of Israel, you shall not go into them, neither shall they come into you. For surely they will turn away your heart after their deities. And Solomon clung to these in love. And he had 700 wives, princesses, 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. It came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wife turned away his heart after other deities, and his heart was not perfect with Yahweh as Elohim, as was the heart of David his father. And Yahweh has always been looking for a perfect type of heart. And he found one in David. And so anytime Yahweh was looking for another type of heart that will measure up, he will measure that heart by the heart of our father David. Because why would Yahweh even mention David in relationship talking about another man's heart? Watch what it says. For Solomon went after the deity of the Zidonians, after the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of Yahweh, went not fully after Yahweh, as did David his father. Why? Because David became the measuring stick on how you will serve Yah with all your heart and with all your soul. David became the instrument that Yahweh will use to show us a physical manifestation of how we were to walk before him in our hearts. So Yahweh never, you'll never read where it says the sure mercy of Christ. That don't exist in the book. Because that was never, ever an instrument that Yahweh would use to measure his righteousness, his love, and his service towards him. But yet David was this instrument. And watch what it says. Then Solomon built high places for the abomination of Moab, and the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for the abomination of the children of Ammon. And likewise did he for all his strange wives, burn incense and sacrifice to their deities. And Yahweh was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned from Yahweh Elohim of Israel, which had appeared to him twice, and had commanded him concerning the thing that he should not go after other deities, but he kept not that which Yahweh commanded. Therefore Yahweh said to Solomon, for as much as this is done of you, and you have not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded you, I will surely tear the kingdom from you, and will give it to your servant. Notwithstanding, in your days, I will not do it for David, your father's sake. In other words, I'm going to have a special type of mercy on you called the sure mercies of David. I'm not going to do this for your sake, for David's sake. That's what it says. But I will rend it out of the hand of your son. However, I will not rend away all the kingdom, but will give one tribe to your son for David, my servant's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, which I have chosen. See what Yahweh would do because of someone else? Here it is. Not all the time, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And if you knew anything about this David, anything how Yahweh loved him, anything about the type of heart he had, would you not try to duplicate it? Would you not try to replicate it? Would you not try to receive this type of heart even for yourself? And why? Because you won't read where it says the sure mercy of your sake, but for David's sake. And oftentimes, because we don't know how Yahweh will redeem, we might thank him for his mercy sake. We might thank him for his name's sake. We might even acknowledge for his righteousness' sake. And I don't even know if we do those three things. But I can assure you, very little, if any, is praising Yah for the sure mercies of David. Watch what it says in the book of 2 Kings, 8th chapter. Then I want you to see the real type of heart you have versus what this man has. 2 Kings, the 8th chapter. Watch what this says. We're talking about the sure mercies of David. Another way that Yahweh says, he will cause you to live. He said, incline your ear and hear. And what did he want us to hear? About the sure mercies of David. Incline your ears and hear, so that your soul may live. That's what he's talking about. Redemption. Salvation. Being saved. 2 Kings, the 8th chapter. And this is what it says. Now we're going to And in the 5th year of Jehoram, the son of Ahaz, king of Israel, Jehoshaphat being the king of Judah, Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, began to reign. 32 years old was he when he began to reign. And he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. But watch what it says. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, which is not good, as did the house of Ahab, which is really not good. For the daughter of Ahab was his wife, and he did evil in the sight of Yahweh, as many of our kings did. Yet Yahweh would not destroy Yehuda for David, his first servant's sake, as he promised him to give him always a light, and to his children. You see what Yahweh would do as a result of someone else? Yes, this is what Yahweh will do. This is what Yahweh has done. Now let me show you this. In the book of Jeremiah 17. Because I want you to see. It is not you. By no stretch of the imagination. And I know you're not acknowledging David. See, we go to teach that David shall return. And David shall be the one shepherd. David shall be the one king. David shall be the one prince. David shall be the one anointed, the one mighty. David will be the one witness, the one leader, the one commander. That's done on deaf ears. So the talk about the sure mercies of David, we know that's going to fall on deaf ears, not even realizing, not even acknowledging the fact that the only reason we have a lamp or a light before us today, we want to call ourselves Yehuda, but why do you think that lamp still burning? And why do you think that light is still on? It ain't because of you. It's because of David. Watch what this is in the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. And I'm going to start reading at the first verse. I want you to see this. The sin of Yehuda is written with a pen of iron, with the point of a diamond. It is engraved upon the table of their heart, upon the horns of your altars. While the children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hill. O my mountain and the field, I will give your substance and all your treasures to the sword, and your high places for seeing throughout all your borders. And you, even yourself, will discontinue from your heritage that I gave you, and I will cause you to serve your enemies in the land which you know not. Here it is. People keep talking about our people been here. Our people have been here longer than 400 years. Our people was here before the 15th century. My goodness, they're letting us know our people didn't even know this land. I'm going to cause you to serve your enemies in a land which you know not. You know nothing about this land. You knew nothing about this land. But you know now. For you have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn forever. And why, Yehuda? Watch what it says in the fifth verse. Thus says Yahweh, curse be the man that trusted man and made flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from Yahweh. Yahweh said we're supposed to serve him with all our heart and with all our soul. But no. Your heart depart from Yahweh. Why? Because you trust in man. You trust in the precepts of man. And watch the sixth verse. Because this is the verse I wanted you to see. I want you to see why you don't acknowledge David. I want you to see why you don't even acknowledge the words that I'm teaching you. I want you to see why you don't acknowledge anyone other than yourself. Watch what it says. For he shall be like the destitute in the desert. Some of y'all books say a heath in the desert. And shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places and the wilderness and the salt land and not inhabit it. In other words, because you don't put your trust in man, Yahweh, and you allowed your heart to depart from him, Yahweh said you won't even see when good comes. And you don't acknowledge the good in your life. You don't acknowledge the blessings in your life. And who's responsible for your benefit, for the benefit that you're receiving. You don't even acknowledge from whence it comes. Why? Because you don't even see when good comes. You think the good is in your life burdensome. It's bad. It's troublesome. And it's good, but you can't see it because your heart is not right. If your heart was right, then you would acknowledge Yahweh for the sure mercies of David. Because it is for his sake. Many of the benefits that you have today is because of him. I'm going to show you how important the heart is. But we're going to finish this. Watch what it says, 7th verse. Blessed is the man that trusts in Yahweh, and whose hope Yahweh is. For he shall be a tree planted by the water, that spreads out her roots by the river, and shall not see when he comes, but her leaves shall be green, and shall not be afraid in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know? I, Yahweh, search the heart. I try to raise, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Yahweh is all about the heart. All about the heart. Which brings us to the undeniable truth, the undeniable fact, and an undeniable sure thing that you can take to the bank. Why Yahweh loves this David. I want you to see for yourself in the book of 1 Samuel, the 14th chapter, or 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter. I want you to see this. Because we're talking about redemption. We're talking about being saved. The Isaac got was blessed very quickly, but it was because of his father's obedience. Laban was blessed greatly for the sake of Yaakov. But who are you getting your blessings from? Why are you seen to be blessed? Is it because of you? Watch what it says. 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter. And I'm going to start reading the 12th verse. Or let's start at the 11th verse. And Samuel said, what have you done? Saul said, because I saw the people were scattered from me, and that you came not within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash. Therefore, said I, the Philistines come down upon me to Gilgal, and I have not made supplication unto Yahweh. I forced myself, therefore, and offer a burnt offering. And Samuel said to Saul, you have done foolishly, and you have not kept the commandment of Yahweh Elohim, which he commanded you. For now will Yahweh have established your kingdom upon Israel forever. But you was impatient, you was rebellious, too much pride. You done foolishly. Watch what it says. But now your kingdom shall not continue. Yahweh has sought him man after his own heart. And Yahweh has commanded him to be captain over his people because you have not kept that which Yahweh commanded. He sought him after his own heart. And who will be the instrument that Yahweh would use to show the type of heart that he has and to show you the type of heart that he wants you to have? Still in this 1 Samuel, go to the 16th verse, 16th chapter, rather. 1 Samuel 16. And this is what it says. And I'm going to start reading that. Let's start at the first verse. Yahweh said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul? Seeing I rejected him from reigning over Israel. Fill your horn with oil and go. And I will send you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul is here, he will kill me. And Yahweh said, take a heifer with you and say, I've come to sacrifice to Yahweh. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do, and you shall anoint to me him whom I name to you. And Samuel did that which Yahweh spoke, came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, come you peaceably? And he said, peaceably. I have come to sacrifice unto Yahweh. Sanctify yourself, and come to me. Come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass when they had come that he looked on Eliab and said, surely Yahweh's anointed before him. But Yahweh said to Samuel, watch what Yahweh said. Look not on his countenance, on the height of his stature, because I refused him. For Yahweh sees not as a man sees. For a man look on the outward appearance, but Yahweh looks on the heart. And this is something that we frequently and oftentimes forget it. We forget Yahweh looks on the heart. Yahweh is not on this show and tell attitude of our people. No, Yahweh knows what's in your heart. He knows what's behind the scenes. He searched the reins of your heart to see if something good really is in it. Because this is what he would do with his servant David. And David knew it. He knew it. That's why you will read all through the scriptures something like this. Go to the book of 1 Kings, the 14th chapter. Because Yahweh looked on the heart. D. This is what Yahweh will do. 7th verse. 1 Kings 14 and 7. Go tell your horrible. Thus says Yahweh Elohim of Israel. For as much as I exalted you from among the people, made you prince over my people Israel, and tore the kingdom away from the house of David, and gave it to you, and yet you have not been as my servant David. And watch what it says about David, who kept my commandments, who fought me with half of his heart. No. With part of his heart? No. With most of his heart? No. And who followed me with all his heart to do that only which was right in my eyes. That's what David did. He only wanted to do which was right in Yahweh's eyes. But our people is fixated on doing what is right in their own eyes. Now, do you see the difference? Now, do you see why Yahweh will save, why Yahweh will redeem, why Yahweh will extend his mercy unto you? Because of David's sake. Because this man wholly followed him. And Yahweh want to save you. But he can't save you if he go by your heart. Because when he search your heart, he looking at your heart and said, my goodness, man, this ain't going to get you nothing. He's got to look at somebody else's heart. And in this case, David. Watch what it says. 1 Kings, the 15th chapter. Starting at the very first verse. Down in the 18th year, King Jehoram, the son of Nebat, reigned over Abiam, over Yehuda. 3 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Maacah, the daughter of Abi Shalom. And he walked in all the sins of his father. What kind of guy is that? No, he saw that his father was foolish. And then he repeated everything his father did. And he walked in the sins of his father, which he had done before him. And his heart was not perfect with Yahweh his Elohim as the heart of David his father. Fourth verse. Nevertheless, for David's sake, did Yahweh, his Elohim, give him a lamp in Jerusalem, still letting rule, still letting reign, and gave him a shot, gave him a chance, not for himself, not for his name's sake, not for mercy's sake. He did this for David's sake. Watch what it says. Four verse again. Nevertheless, for David's sake, did Yahweh's Elohim give him a lamp in Jerusalem, set up his son after him, and established Jerusalem. And why Yahweh? Because David did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh. And he turned not aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, with the exception only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. That one thing David didn't do, but everything else, David will follow Yahweh with all his heart and with all his soul. So ask yourself, who has the audacity to say anything against Yahweh's servant David? You never read this about anyone else. Anybody else's heart like this. And Yahweh, or David, this is what he teach. This is what his legacy was for his own sons before he died. And watch what he said in the book of 1 Chronicles 28. Because David himself knew this was a man that served Yahweh with all the heart and all the soul. So David had the wisdom to teach and to show people really how to live. Watch what he would tell his son. First Chronicles 28, verse 9. And you, Solomon, my son, know you the Elohim of your fathers. You need to know him. Really know him. And serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For Yahweh searches all hearts and understands all the imagination of the thoughts. He know that. He understands that. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. Take heed now, for Yahweh has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. See the advice he gave his son? But watch this part. Then David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the porch and of the houses thereof, and of the treasures thereof, and of the upper chambers thereof, and of the inner parlors thereof, and of the place of the mercy seat, and the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit of the courts of the house of Yahweh, and all the chambers round about, and all the treasuries of the house of Elohim, and all the treasuries of the dedicated things, also for the courses of the priests and the Levites, for all the work of the servants of the house of Yahweh, meaning all their works, and for all the vessels of the service in the house of Yahweh. He gave a gold by weight for things of gold, for all instruments of all manner of service, silver also for all instruments of silver by weight for all the instruments of every kind of service, even the weight for the candlesticks of the gold and for the lamps of the gold, by weight for every candlestick, for the lamps thereof, and for the candlesticks of the silver by weight, both for the candlestick and also for the lamps there, according to the use of every candlestick. And by weight he gave gold for the tables of the showbread, every table, likewise silver for the tables of silver, also pure gold for the meat hooks and the bowls and the cups. For the golden basins he gave gold by weight for every basin, likewise silver by weight for every basin of silver. And for the altar of incense, refined gold by weight, gold for the pattern of the chariot of the cherubims that spread out their wings and covered the ark of the covenant of Yahweh. All this, said David, Yahweh made me to understand in writing by his hands upon me, even all the works of this pattern. And David said to Solomon's son, be strong and of good courage. Do it, fear not, nor be dismayed, for Yahweh Elohim, even my Elohim, will be with you. He will not fail you, nor forsake you, until you have finished all the work of the service of the house of Yahweh. And behold, the courses of the priests and the Levites, even they shall be with you for all the service of the house of Elohim. And there shall be with you for all manner of workmanship, every willing, skillful man for any manner of service. Also the princes and also the people will be holy at your command. In other words, even though Solomon built the temple of Yahweh, it was the pattern that Yahweh sent David by spirit. And David will put this in writing and hand it down to his son. This is how great. This is how perfect. This man was. When Yahweh saw the man after his own heart, it was this man David. And when you see and read and understand his works, then you should be able to see and understand why you should be acknowledging, inclining your ear and hear that your soul may live. For Yahweh will make a covenant for you, making a covenant with you, even an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. And yes, he's still commanding us, he's still leading us, and he still is as a witness today. Watch this. Psalms. Let's go to the book of Psalms. Talking about the mercies of David. How Yahweh will help and redeem his people. Because this great mercy, this great everlasting covenant that he has with son David. Think our people acknowledge that today? That you think they understand that today? No, they do not. Watch what it says. Psalms 132. First verse, Song of Degrees, Yahweh. Remember David and all his affliction. This psalmist didn't say, remember me. He said, remember David and all his affliction. How he swore unto Yahweh and vowed unto the mighty Elohim of Yaakov. Surely I will not come into the temple tabernacle of my house. Do you understand what this man would do? He said he wouldn't even come into the tabernacle of his own house, nor go up into his own bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes, nor slumber to my eyes, until I find out a place for Yahweh, a habitation for the mighty Elohim of Yaakov. And lo, we heard of it at Ephratah. We found it in the fields of the wilderness. We will go into his tabernacle. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Yahweh, into your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy. Why, Yahweh? For your servants, David's sake, turn not away the face of your anointing. Yahweh sworn in truth unto David. He will not turn from you. Of the fruit of your body will I set upon your throne. If your children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon your throne forevermore. For Yahweh has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. That is my rest forever. Here will I live, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her vision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation. Her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for my anointing. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. That's what Yahweh will do with his servant David. Now, do you understand the sure? What do the word sure mean? The word sure means you can take it to the bank. The word sure means it's a fact, Jack. The word sure means you can take it on the highest mountain on the earth and proclaim it. Psalm 17. David knew this. Show you how bold David is. The scriptures say, the wicked fleeth when no man pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. And I want you to see the boldness that represents the lion itself. Psalm 17, verse 1 through 3. Hear the right, O Yahweh. Attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goes not out of faintness. Let my sentence come forth from your presence, and let your eyes behold the things that are evil. You have proved my heart. You have visited me in the night. You have tried me and shall find nothing. I have purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of men, by the word of your lips, I have kept me from the path of the destroyer. See how bold David is? Do you see how bold David was? Watch this. In the book of Psalm 57. Just want you to see how this man talked to Yahweh. How confident and bold he was. Watch what it says. Psalm 57 and 1. Be merciful unto me, O Lord. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusts in you. Yea, in the shadow of your wings will I make my refuge until these calamities are over. I will cry unto Elohim Most High, unto the Elohim that performs all things for me. He shall send me from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that will swallow me up. Selah. Elohim shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions. and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men. Teeth are spears and arrows, their tongue a sharp sword. They you exalted, O Elohim, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. They prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit before me. In the midst of they are falling themselves, Selah. And watch the seventh verse. My heart is fixed, O Elohim. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Wake up, my glory. Awake, soldering heart. I myself would awake early. I will praise you, O God, among the people. I will sing to you among the nations. For your mercy is great unto the heavens, your truth unto the clouds. Be ye exalted, O Elohim, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. Because David's heart is fixed. It cannot be turned away. Now do you see the type of heart that Yahweh is looking for in you? Psalm 27. That's what it has to do with this matter. Start at verse 1. Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and failed. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. No war shall rise up against me, and this will I be confident. One thing, and what is he going to be confident in? That his heart shall not fear nothing but one thing and one thing only, and that is Yahweh himself. That's the only thing he's going to fear. Nothing else. And these things should not be surprising to Israel. Yahweh talk about his heart, even in the book of the law. Watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. But Yahweh knew that his people would say, well, Yahweh, we don't know what type of heart we're supposed to have. We never seen such a heart, Yahweh. Such a perfect heart. Yahweh said David had a perfect heart. How you didn't see it? How you didn't read about it and study it? Why you didn't acknowledge this manifestation that Yahweh will use as an instrument to teach us the type of heart that we must have ourselves? We have no excuses. Yahweh took all our excuses away. Watch what it says. Deuteronomy 30:1. And it shall come to pass when all these things have come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I said before you, and you shall call them to mind among the nations, where Yahweh, your Elohim, has driven you. This is where we are today. And the curses and the blessings has come to mind. And watch the second verse. And shall return unto Yahweh, your Elohim. Shall obey his voice according to all that I command you this day. You and your children, with all your heart, and with all your soul. Yahweh wants your heart. Yahweh wants your soul. That then Yahweh your Elohim will turn your captivity, have compassion upon you, and return and will return and gather you from all the nations where Yahweh your Elohim has scattered you. Who don't want that? If any of yours are driven out to the uppermost parts of heaven, and we are, from there will Yahweh your Elohim gather you, and from there will he fetch you. And Yahweh your Elohim will bring you into the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it. He will do you good and multiply you above your fathers. And Yahweh your Elohim will circumcise your heart and the heart of your seed to love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart, with all your soul, that you may live. And Yahweh your Elohim will put all these curses upon your enemies, and on them that hate you, which persecuted you. And you shall return and obey the voice of Yahweh. Do all his commandments, which I command you this day. And Yahweh your Elohim will make you plenteous in every work of your hand, the fruit of your body, the fruit of your cattle, the fruit of your land for good. For Yahweh will again rejoice over you for good and rejoice over your father. If you listen to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in the book, in this book of the law, and if you turn unto Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul, for this commandment which I command you this day, it is not hidden from you, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it. But watch what Yahweh says. But the word is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. This is what Yahweh wants you to do. It's in your heart already. You just got to do it. See, I've said for you this day life and good, death and evil, and that I command you this day to love Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply. And Yahweh Elohim shall bless you in the land whether you go to possess it. But if your heart turns away, so that you are not here, but will be drawn away and worship other deities and serve them, I announce you unto you this day that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days upon the land where you pass over Jordan to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live, that you may love Yahweh your Elohim, that you may obey his voice, that you may cling unto him, for he is your life, the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give them. Now, do you see what the sure mercies of David is all about? It is the compassion that Yahweh will show us, that our soul may live. Why don't we acknowledge this? Why don't we see this? Why don't we understand this thing? You you think we understand them for his mercy's sake. You think we will understand for his name's sake. And maybe, only maybe, which I very seriously doubt, that we understand for his righteousness' sake. Now, Yahweh will do these things. But brothers and sisters, the fourth chance that Yahweh will give us, why do you think Yahweh called him a lamp? Why do you think Yahweh called him a light? It's because he's number four. And number four represents the praises of Yahweh. It represents how we're supposed to be the light of the world. How we are to be the light to one another. And Yahweh gave us as an example, an instrument of perfection to show and to demonstrate how we are to serve him. And Yahweh has given us this chance, this compassion, this opportunity by making a covenant with us, an everlasting covenant, even the sure mercies of David. Now will you incline your ear? Now will your soul come to hear? The sure mercies of David, which is the fourth thing. No wonder, last scripture I want you to see, no wonder this is why Yahweh said this in the book of Zechariah, the 12th chapter. Let's turn it. Watch what Yahweh says. In the book of Zechariah 12 chapter, the 7th verse. Now it makes sense to me. Now I understand this thing. Zechariah 12 and 7. Yahweh also shall save the tents of Yehuda first. And why them first? Because they the lamp. Why? Because they the light. Why? Because of David himself, who Yahweh made as the lamp, who Yahweh made as the light, that all the nations shall seek. Yahweh also shall say the tents of you first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Yehuda. And at this shall Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And he that is feeble among them at that day shall be David. And the house of David shall be Elohim, as the angel of Yahweh before them. Now do you understand the sure mercies of David? So until tomorrow, we will bring you the fifth way that Yahweh has elected and chosen to redeem and save our people. Until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do I. Shalom.